Oh, what a night. Oh, dear. I am talking about night, not Saturday evening. The night, did I sleep? Well, I must have slept a bit. Yeah, wretched night's sleep. And it's my own fault because I didn't turn out the light to go to sleep until I think about 3:45 in the morning. And that wouldn't be all that bad because I have stayed up late and gone to sleep properly. Had a good night's sleep. But what I was doing for about 3 hours before going to bed was contacting a whole load of people in Toastmasters and putting them onto the agenda for a celebratory meeting that's taking place today at 8 a.m. in New York, and that's 1 o'clock in the day in Ireland, 2 o'clock on mainland Europe, well, France, Spain, etc. Oh, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to keep going because I have to chair a meeting at 1 o'clock today, Sunday. A celebratory meeting, a meeting at which everybody who speaks at the meeting is going to celebrate their experience of Toastmasters International. It's all part of the 100th anniversary of Toastmasters. Oh, well, anyway, the main thing is I'm feeling pretty ropey, to put it, and I'm probably feeling better right now than I will at any other time during the day. Yuck. In the background is the music of the washing machine. Oh, my poor dog, I'm out walking with him. He has a cruciate injury. I don't know how serious it is. The vet wasn't fully aware. And the only thing that we have to do for the next week, or perhaps 10 days, is walk him on the lead. Because if he goes running, he'll put strain on it. I don't think it's the... Well, I don't know what it is. So there. So he's on a lead and we're walking on leaves again.